From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back to Locked On Chiefs. We are part of the Locked On Network. I think you guys will find a lot of shows around the league. Interesting, entertaining. You can see some of them on YouTube. You will find definitely a lot of argument back and forth, and we kind of enjoy that. We're going to take a deep look at the sleepers that might make this roster. You know, this is the fun part where you get to dream and theorize about what's going to happen in training camp. We're brought to you by Rock Auto. Check them out. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car is ever going to need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On you sent you.
Yeah, this is the part where you start dreaming about Chiefs football because there's nothing that's going to happen between now and training camp.
Right.
Other than hopefully a Tyrann Mathieu extension, I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to happen. So,
and if I know the way the Chiefs are going to operate, that will happen, you know, 12 hours before camp opens. So,
right.
We're not going to get.
Or Tyrann will show up late to camp because he was signing his contract a la Jamal Charles.
Right.
Years ago. That they called a flat tire or whatever.
Right. That's just the way that it's going to go. But what it does give us the opportunity for is to theorize and take what we've seen in OTAs and kind of project it forward. We're going to talk about sleepers on both sides of the ball, whether that's, you know, striving for the last spot, the 53rd man, or if it's striving to get on the practice squad. We're going to give you some ideas about where we feel about a couple of guys right now, but one guy that's not going to be in there is your guy.
Martinez Rankin. I'm really surprised that they cut him. I thought he would at least have an opportunity to try to compete for this roster. I know he wasn't going to be a starter, but I don't know that he really ever seemed like he really got fully back from his injury. And I think that's part of it. It's not really something that is that they cut him for because it wasn't an injury designation. So it was a straight cut. So he will not be back on to IR, which I thought maybe was a possibility because we didn't know when they cut him. Was it a straight cut or was it an injury designation? But at this point, it looks like he's not going to be in Kansas City, and that's fine. I get it. But also, I would say that that actually shows that the Chiefs have a ton of depth because it's a guy that they were counting on for a couple of years, thinking that he would be somebody that could step in and at least be a serviceable backup, if not a starter.
Yeah, that's important.
So
it's significant that, like you said, that shows evolution of the depth chart in general.
Right.
And from what I understand, he was taking the second team left tackle snaps. So that's indicative of either someone else outplaying him at that position or whoever's going to lose out at the right tackle spot that they feel confident enough in that they you can have a true swing tackle that can go back and forth.
Yep. And that's a good sign for Kansas City. And actually, that is going to lead me into who I think is going to probably be my sleeper on the offensive side of the ball. But before we get into our sleepers, I want to ask you, did you see the whole Andy Reid at Royals thing this weekend?
Yeah, the whole selfie thing.
I don't think that was Andy Reid, though.
You don't?
No, there was somebody that is called Fake Andy Reid that lives in Kansas City that was on TikTok that looks almost exactly like Andy.
Wow. Because I think the Royals account and the Chiefs account put that out. So,
well, the Royals account did, but I think the Chiefs account said, come on, man. I don't know. And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I was just reading different replies and somebody was saying that there was a guy Fake Andy Reid that was on TikTok that was in that exact outfit at the Royals game that day.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if it's Andy Reid or not, but that's pretty funny regardless. And coach, if you're there taking selfies, have all the selfies you want.
Right.
I also have a hard time believing Andy Reid is going to go by himself to a Royals game. That's just me.
Fair point. And not have a cheeseburger. I mean, come on.
Right. Or, you know, his wife being there or anybody else, because, you know, he doesn't really see his wife since he's working 14 hours a day otherwise.
And I'm guessing if Andy goes to a game, the Royals are pretty much setting him up with a suite or something. You know, he knows one of the owners. So
yeah. Don't forget, he kind of knows one of the owners pretty well.
Hey, more power to him though, because when I first saw it, I was like, wow, that guy actually, I thought it was him.
Especially well, and I did
the Royals
too.
Put it out.
I did too. And maybe it was. I don't know. But yeah, it would really surprise me if Andy Reid's actually sitting down in the main section, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he was just there because he wanted to walk across for a baseball game, and who knows? But I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. Hey, this time of year, you got to take the laughs. So we're going to get into the sleepers here when we get back, but I got to tell you about our sponsor for today's show. One of them is Bet Online. They are the fastest and easiest way to bet on sports. It's just that simple. Baseball season's in full swing, and he's out there doing his thing. You know, good for him. You can get all the news, the odds, and all the sporting needs for all the major leagues, including the NFL, when we roll back around to having games. And before you hit that next one, check your laptop or your mobile device, and you can get all the information that you need. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get your chance to get in the game as you prep for their playoff runs. And, you know, it's October baseball, I think, will be a big hit again, you know, back like all those games. So head to the website from any device that you want, and you can get a 50% deposit bonus this year. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Use our code LOCKEDON, that's ours, over at BetOnline.ag. So we got to pick some guys.
Yes, we do.
I'm looking forward to this.
By the way, just to throw out there for BetOnline.ag, there's something called the basketball playoffs going on right now as well. And you probably didn't watch it last night, but that game was insane between Brooklyn and Milwaukee.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you enjoy that. Yeah. I watch leagues where they play defense, so I only watch college basketball.
Yeah, no, I can't say I blame you on that at all whatsoever. I'm just saying that game was insane because Durant was literally 2 inches from actually ending the game in regulation, and he stepped on the three-point arc, and it counted as a two, tied the game, then went to overtime, and they lost.
Hey, speaking of that, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Luke, guy that helps me make sure that I can watch games. You know who you are, and I know that you're going to check out the show. He's a big NBA fan, listens to all the Locked On NBA shows. I'm impressed with how much he knows, and it was fun talking to you the other day. That said, you want to start with offense or defense?
I will defer to you, and let's go defense.
Okay. Oh, so I get to go first, too. That's awesome. It's a tough one. There's a lot of guys. I think, especially when you look at some of the lighter position battles, and with guys sitting out, Javaris Ward was out, you know, the whole time. Frank was out the whole time until minicamp. So I think a lot of the younger guys on the defensive side of the ball got some decent reps. So in terms of being able to evaluate them, I think it's a pretty good first off season back for the coaching staff. And hopefully that allows them to make decisions that I think can pay off onto the field a little bit. But when I look down, I feel like the front is pretty set. I think we know the contributors that we're going to get at the linebacker level. I think they need more depth there. I'd like to see them do something else if there's an opportunity to bring in another veteran. I would not be against that at all, but I don't think there's a whole lot of question mark about that particular group. So I look at the DBs.
Interesting.
Yeah?
That's where my guy's coming from, actually.
Oh, okay. This will be fun then. But when I look at it, I think you have the locks. You know, you have, even though DeAndre Baker isn't practicing, I think he's a lock for the 53. He should be able to return. The guy that,
and really quick, I want to ask you on Baker. He can't go, or he can be on the PUP list, right?
Yes.
So technically speaking, he may not even be active until 6 weeks into the season. We just don't know. And I don't mean to interrupt you. I just want to throw that out there. We just don't know at this point if he's going to be available for training camp or it's regular season or he's going to be on the PUP list 6 months into or 6 weeks into the season and however that works out. So at this point, it's up in the air. You would think he's going to be having to get close to being back. I would expect back by training camp at some point, but who knows?
Yeah.
But I agree, he's a lock.
The PUP list is an interesting scenario, and that's honestly what got me thinking about this guy because – if you're on the roster and you go to the PUP, you're not counting as a roster spot. So that bumps everybody else up and you can actually keep a guy active. And heard some spots back and forth during OTAs about who was making some plays. And the guy that I keep coming back to is DeCaprio Boodle from Nebraska, undrafted rookie that I think might have an outside chance. I mean, you still have Bo P. Keys that's like still trying to learn. He's in a very similar situation. But I think that you can see him elevating, especially if one guy goes to PUP. And from what I've heard, Boodle's been the guy that came on late in the off season process. You know, minicamp had a couple of nice plays. I think the week before he also had a couple of picks, one against Mahomes. So it's not just Henny and Gordon, you know, like he's making consistent plays against the talent that he needs to. So right now he's a sleeper that I don't know that he has a shot for the 53. I think he might be that next DB on the practice squad, but I think he's going to be in the mix depending on what they do.
Yeah, and I think he's an interesting guy, and probably because that DB position, although I agree with you, there's probably not there's not a lot of veterans on that list. So any of the other guys that are younger, if they take a big step forward and are able to prove that they can play at this level, then maybe they can challenge some guys that we thought were going to be on the roster and were locks on this roster. So it's possible that Boodle could step into that role. I don't think he makes the roster. I would kind of agree with you in that regard. I just think that he's got too many people ahead of him. But again, we'll have to wait until training camp and till the games in preseason to see what he's able to do. And if he can keep producing like he has, he's got a really good chance. Mm-hmm. DB is going to be one of those positions where you have to wonder, okay, is it going to be five? Is it going to be six? Kansas City's gone a couple of different ways in that regard. And they like flexibility. So, you know, is there a corner that can play a little bit of safety if need be? That's a big question mark too. So we'll have to see how that goes. My guy is actually going to be Riley Cole, a linebacker, undrafted linebacker. And I say Cole because we do know who the starters are going to be. Mm-hmm. And I think we know who, you know, Bolton isn't going to be a starter this year, I don't think, unless there's an injury. Neiman's not going to be a starter this year unless there's an injury. So those guys are going to be on the roster. The question is who's going to be that sixth linebacker?
Well, who's the fifth?
Well, you're right. Fifth. Okay.
Because it's Hitch, Willie, Bolton, and Neiman are the top four, right?
Yep. So you're right. It's fifth. Dorian O'Daniel.
Right.
By default at this point. Darius Harris.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one that starts with an I think his last name starts with O, and I can't think of it right.
Amari Cobb, is that who you're thinking of?
There are a couple of guys, but I'm looking at an undrafted rookie to step in and maybe be a special teams guy.
Yeah.
Because that's really where you're going to be looking at on this linebacker group. You're not going to be looking at a guy that's going to step in and start. You're going to be looking at a guy that can show up and be where he needs to be on special teams and do what he needs to do on special teams. And if Cole has more speed than Neiman, that may help you as well.
Yeah.
Because Neiman is going to be a special teamer. Sorry, go ahead.
No, and it certainly looks like he does from what we saw movement-wise.
Right.
He's about the same size. He's a couple pounds. If their listed weights are accurate, Darius Harris looks a little bit bigger to me, but he's still listed at 238. So Cole's even a few pounds heavier than that. So, like, you don't give up, I think, the run support like it looks like you would. He does look like he's a fairly narrow frame guy, but he's carrying a good amount of weight. So that may help him, especially if he can turn and run like we saw Ben Neiman like in his first year or two.
Right. And that's the big question is how is it all going to play out throughout the year and how are they going to be able to show up when actually games and training camp actually start and the pads come on? Because that's really going to be what defines that linebacker position. You can be in the right place. You can look fluid. You can look great in shorts, but when pads come on, it's a completely different ball game. And if you can't do it with pads on, it's not going to matter. So for my sleeper for right now, I'm going to go Cole just because I think that he's an undrafted guy. He has a possibility to make a special teams contribution because linebackers are a place that they're thin, in my opinion, and that they could use more people. So if he can show up in pads and he can show up, he can play, and he's a core special teamer, and that's something to watch for in the preseason games when we get there. Is he a guy that plays on the four units of special teams, the first guy, one of the first guys off the bench for special teams, then he has a shot at making this roster.
Yeah. You get no argument from me. He's an interesting case for sure.
So one of the things we can talk about is one of my favorite sponsors that we've ever had in Built Bar. So what is your favorite Built Bar?
What, these?
Flavor.
These things?
Yeah, that thing right there. That thing right there. Is that the coconut? I couldn't tell. What
it is, the coconut brownie chunkage.
Dude, that is so awesome.
Right?
I'm jealous. Those are so delicious.
Don't tell my kids. They'll come take them.
Yeah, no joke. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. As you can tell, Ryan and I both like the coconut brownie one that is delicious. If you don't know Built Bar flavors, well, then you're missing out. There's the coconut, there's cherry, there's raspberry, there's mint brownie, double chocolate. So there's something for everyone. As I already said, my flavor is the coconut brownie that Ryan's got. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, with 4 grams of sugar and only 4 net carbs. There are a couple of flavors that have 18 grams of protein, 180 calories, and just 5 grams of sugar and 5 grams of net carbs. 9 amazing flavors, all tasty and all healthy. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
And, you know, they are a great sponsor. The one that I end up using the most, though, we talked to you a little bit earlier about it in rockauto.com. And, you know, I try to keep my truck running. It's getting older there. It makes things more difficult, but there's always
a big truck.
Yeah, you know, when you got an HD half ton, it does the work. You know, you got to fix it when stuff breaks. Yep. And that's just the way that it goes. And there are more versions, the more makes, the more models. Like, it gets harder and harder to keep up with inventory. And I used to have a spot I could go to, and now that's not always the case. So Rock Auto makes it easy. It saves me time and some money when you order from them, because you have to worry about whether somebody has something in stock or not. And, you know, in the end, why would you choose to spend more, like 30, 50%, maybe even 100% more on a chain store just because it's close to you, or maybe it's not close to you, than taking these an easier path and have things brought to you through rockauto.com. It's a family business, and they've been in business for a long time, over 20 years. Their prices are always low for every customer. It doesn't matter where you come from or what your area of expertise is, or if you're just a hobbyist like me trying to keep everything together. So go to rockauto.com, check them out. All the parts are available for your car or truck, and right locked on in there, how did you hear about us box? And that lets them know that we sent you and heard about them from us. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car or truck is ever going to need. rockauto.com. So everybody wants to talk about the offensive side of the ball, because, you know, it's fantasy and everything else.
You never want to talk offense.
So. I know. I do it reluctantly. But so you have to start the offensive side of the conversation.
Oh, I was going to offer to actually start the offensive side of the conversation. You actually kind of talked about what we were talking about, where you kind of led into where I want to go on this. My sleeper for the roster this year, and I'm not sure if he's going to be the 55th guy on the roster or if he's going to be on the practice squad, is Jahcir Durant. Mm. They seemed to really like him last year. And the Chiefs have a ton of depth at the offensive line position. I do think that they think that if Niang wins the right tackle job, that Rimmers can play both. I really don't like that fit at left tackle, but you're not going to have a guy that can really step in and play left tackle as good as, you know, anything else that you're going to have. So in my opinion, having that other guy, at least on the practice squad, would be very helpful. When you see Durant, he can step in, he can play that position. No, he's not Orlando Brown. No, he's not Eric Fisher, but he is going to be serviceable, in my opinion. I think that he is going to continue to get better. So that's my guy for the possible sleeper on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and I like where you're going. They gave him reps for a reason. Like, they like him. And maybe it's a combination of him and
what, he could be raw. Sorry.
Right.
That's the thing, is like, if they think he has potential and it's just raw right now, because you have to remember what they did with LDT. I mean, what did LDT? He sat for at least a year. I thought maybe two. This will be Jahcir Durant's second year, I believe. So you're in a situation where, and I'm not saying he's going to be LDT or what LDT was. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if they felt he was very raw, then this is a possibility that they're going to be looking at, because that is definitely a position that you want as much depth as you possibly can, especially cheap depth. And he would fit that bill.
Yeah. I think we'll find out right away about him, too, if he's taking the second team snaps at left, right, when we get to camp. We know that he's played on the right-hand side, so that sounds like a swing guy in the making. Yep. And a combination of him and Yang, I think, kind of fits the bill.
Didn't he play left last year when...
I think he got a few snaps. I don't think it was a full game or not. We'd have to go back and check his snap count. I can do that here.
Well, we didn't have preseason last year, so...
Right, I'm just mean during the year.
Oh, well, yeah, he might have played a little bit. Because they did give some guys some time off. So, yeah, that's possible.
With some rotation. Right. For me, it's like the juggernaut is like how many bodies you have at wide receiver.
And Isn't that always what it comes back down to?
Well, on this team, with this roster and this quarterback, yeah, it's always going to be where the rubber hits the road, to tell you the truth. And
right.
I take a look at guys, and I think what's been really interesting to this point is the departure of Sammy. We always talk about who's going to take that X role, who's going to be the number two. But what we don't talk about is the same thing that we were looking at on the defensive side, is what that does to bump everybody else up. And so I think the guys that are on the roster, have been on the roster, have gotten game action. I think those are obviously guys that are going to be in the mix for who gets starting reps X week or whatever. But it's the guys that play the special teams that are the fifth and the sixth receivers that I think are the most interesting going into camp right now. And the guy right now that I have my eye on, because he's made some catches in OTAs. Now, that's shells. It's not the end of the world, but he's also been productive on special teams in the past. Is Darius Fountain, because he's an uber athlete, scored very, very well when he came out. He's played teams in Indianapolis, and he has a lot of upside. Did he just need a new coaching staff? Did he just need a change of scenery in order to really put it all together to become a wide receiver that can produce? I don't know. But at the very least, he's a guy that we know can play special teams. And for me, it comes down to the sixth spot. I think it's him and Marcus Kemp. They're going to go back and forth for that battle. I think he's got the upside in terms of the athleticism. Marcus knows all the ins and outs. He's even gotten reps on offense, so he's got some of that under his belt. And Dave Cove trusts
him. It's going to be very hard to unseat Marcus as your special teams ace, though.
Yeah.
Dave Tobe loves him. I'm not saying Fallon can't do it. I'm just saying, and I do want to mention, since we're talking wide receivers, the guy that they replaced Martinez Rankin with was a wide receiver. Darius Shepherd was a practice squad player with Green Bay, I believe, last year. So I just want to throw that out there, pass along the news. I think Fallon could be an interesting person on this team. The fifth and sixth wide receiver roles are going to be very hot competition because there are so many guys that you could slot in and make an argument for on this team. Kemp's one of them. Fallon's one of them. Lots of different ways you could go with that.
Yeah. I think later in the week, we'll talk about another guy that I think might be leading the pack of all the guys that we're not familiar with or expecting to be in that top four mix. So let us know what you think. Who are you pulling for? Who are your sleepers right now at this point? Hit us at Locked On Chiefs on Twitter. Put it in the iTunes reviews. We appreciate those. We've been getting a bunch lately. And thanks for all the 5 stars. I love those. They're my favorite. You guys can keep doing that if you'd like. If you haven't reviewed in a while, go ahead and update it. Let us know what you think.
Comment on YouTube. Thank you.
I always forget about that. Yeah, right. We are on YouTube.
Come on, Mr. Streamer, dude. This is all you.
It's everywhere. If you're listening to this on a podcast, you can always see us do this kind of rabble where you can see how many times I forget things. So that's just, it's always fun.
I do smile. Yes, I'm having fun. So in case anybody out there is wondering, I do enjoy doing this. It's just, it may not come across in the way I talk sometimes, so I apologize, but now you can go see me.
He is not a robot. There's an actual co-host, I'm telling you.
Yep. I'm here. I'm alive.
We appreciate you checking us out on whatever platform it is. So have a great week. We're going to have more thoughts for you all week long. We're not slowing down. This train keeps rolling all the time, right up until training camp. So have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Ryan Tracy is the founder of Rogue Analytics and the host of RGR Football on YouTube. Follow him there. Chris Clark is a senior analyst at ChiefsDigest.com, where you can get his work. Rate and review at Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you for listening.